The day I was first diagnosed with colon cancer, back in 2001, is pretty much a blur. I remember waking up from the colonoscopy and seeing my doctor's face. I remember his words. I was still pretty groggy from the drugs. He finally sent me home after, he told me later, I asked him for about the 10th time if I was going to die. I don't remember doing that at all. We went out to dinner that night, a local seafood place. Nice, but not one of my favorites. Luckily, because we never went back there again. It didn't bother me so much, although I did like their popcorn shrimp. 5 years later, we were out to dinner again, this time at one of my favorite Italian restaurants. That's when Lori realized my face was starting to droop. That turned out to be a symptom of a brain tumor. We never finished that dinner. We went straight to the emergency room, and I didn't go home for a couple of weeks. But this was a restaurant I didn't want to lose. They have great garlic cheese bread. I didn't see a reason to let cancer stand between me and that bread. So 2 weeks ago, the night before I went in for scans that were pretty important, we were back at that restaurant, back at the very same table. I've already talked about the results of the scans the next day. They weren't good. Of course, that has nothing to do with where I had dinner. But this isn't as frivolous as it sounds, because that dinner wasn't just a superstitious gesture, it was an act of defiance. Now, I'm sure that sounds silly to some of you, but I think a lot of you will understand, especially those who share the journey I'm on. You lose control of so much when you're diagnosed with cancer, so you try to hold on to as much control as you can, even if it's just where you go for dinner. In so many ways, large and small, you want to show, if not the world, at least show yourself that you haven't lost yet. You're still in charge. Your act of defiance can be small and maybe petty or large. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you make it. The cancer may not be paying attention, but I sort of hope it is somehow. After all, I want it to be uncomfortable. I want things to be unpleasant for those tumors. I want them to know that I'm not going quietly. And I want them to know that sometimes garlic cheese bread is more than just an appetizer.